Yo, what's up, my beautiful, stressed out Gen Z fam? Riley Hot here, your friendly neighborhood self-care guru, serving you daily truth bombs hotter than that spicy ramen you're probably surviving on. Today, we're tackling something major: why self-compassion is the ultimate cheat code for a happier, healthier you. Let's be real, this generation has it rough. You've got school, work, social media pressure, climate anxiety. It's like living in an episode of Black Mirror on repeat. No wonder so many of us are feeling burned out and constantly on edge. But here's the thing. Self-compassion isn't some fluffy hippie concept. It's a freaking necessity. Think of it as mental CPR for your soul, keeping you alive and kicking in this chaotic world. Alright, listen up, because I'm about to drop 5 game-changing truths on why self-compassion is your new BFF. 1. Self-compassion is the anti-anxiety antidote. Ever notice how you beat yourself up way harder than anyone else ever would? That inner critic? Yeah, that's the anxiety whisperer. It thrives on negativity and shame, making you feel like a walking disaster. Self-compassion is your armor against that BS. It's about recognizing your struggles without judgment, treating yourself with kindness like you would a bestie going through a tough time. 2. Self-compassion fuels your resilience. Let's face it, life throws curveballs. But self-compassion helps you bounce back faster. When you mess up, instead of spiraling into self-loathing, you acknowledge the mistake, learn from it, and move on. Think of it like this. Imagine dropping your phone in a puddle. Would you berate yourself? No way. You'd probably sigh, clean it up, and try not to repeat the mistake. Same goes for life's little and big mishaps. 3. Self-compassion is the ultimate productivity hack. Okay, hear me out. When you're constantly harshing on yourself, your energy gets drained. You're too busy beating yourself up to focus on anything else. Self-compassion, however, gives you that mental space to actually get stuff done. It's like hitting the reset button on your brain and allowing yourself to perform at your best. 4. Self-compassion unlocks your full potential. Think about it, when were you most creative, confident, and driven? Probably when you felt good about yourself, right? Self-compassion creates a safe space for you to explore your talents, take risks, and step outside of your comfort zone. It's like giving yourself permission to shine. 5. Self-compassion is contagious. When you radiate self-love, it draws people in like moths to a flame. Imagine the world if everyone practiced kindness and understanding towards themselves. Boom, it's an utopia, am I right? So here's a real-life example, because I know you guys love a good relatable story. Imagine Sarah's presentation is a disaster. Instead of berating herself for forgetting key points and stammering her way through it, she acknowledges that everyone makes mistakes, learns from the experience, and plans to do better next time. She even celebrates the parts that went well. That's self-compassion in action, and trust me, it feels a lot better than drowning in negativity. Look, I'm not saying life is gonna be all rainbows and butterflies. It's still gonna throw punches your way. But if self-compassion is your weapon, you can face anything head-on. Remember, you are worthy of love, kindness, and forgiveness, starting with yourself. So go out there, treat yourselves like the freaking amazing humans you are, and let's change the world one act of self-compassion at a time. Don't forget to hit that follow button, rate this podcast like your life depends on it, and tag me in your TikTok reactions, because I live for the engagement. And hey, if you need another dose of truth, drop me a DM, I'm always here for you. Peace out, Gen Z.
This podcast is created with the help of advanced AI to deliver thoughtful affirmations and positive messages just for you.